Welcome to Once When I Was Cool. This is our Christmas episode. We're recording probably about 3 or 4 days before Christmas now. Start off with all the Merry Christmas, and if you Americans will say Happy Holidays, because for some reason we don't say Happy Christmas over there. I am Dave, and I am delivering, as we would say, to Wee's three sisters. Ho, ho, ho. How you doing, Wee?
Good. If I had sisters, I have no doubt that's exactly what they'd be.
Yes. Well, I don't know if they would be, but that's just one of those little nuances that we get to say.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't get said much anymore. Is it politically correct? Yeah, politically acorrect.
Is it offensive?
One, because it says the word "ho," and two, is it because it's the big fat man in the red suit with the beard saying it?
Yeah. Or is it that it's making fun of people with stutter because we say it three times?
Maybe. I don't know. That's a new one.
Yeah, isn't it? That. Yeah, yeah,
stop
yeah.
Stop offending
my stutter.
My stutter. Stutter.
Yeah, do you remember there was a song back in the 80s by an English group? I think they were English. They were a one-hit wonder, and they made one of those joke songs, and it was called Stutter Rap.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a classic. I think we talked about that in one of the episodes many years ago, and we're also about to go into 2024. So this episode will be out as you're listening, or as you've downloaded it. It's coming out on Christmas Day in Australia, probably a bit earlier for you in the Northern Hemisphere. Well, not the Northern Hemisphere, because it's the same, isn't it? In the different time zones, I should say.
Yeah, correct. And Dave, tell me, I suppose we'll kick it off the same way we normally do. Once when I was cool.
Christmas was fun.
Christmas was fun. Christmas was different.
Yeah.
Christmas is very different.
Well, that's what this show's about, though, isn't it? It's, everything sort of different.
It seems like it's more about us just whinging about what we don't like anymore. Like,
well,
it's
certainly become that way, because let's face it, we're running out of ideas, and we're in 2024, we're going into our fifth year of doing this. So thanks for everybody who's stuck with us. And if you're new to it then you got a lot of back listening to do. I think we're up to about 150 or so episodes now, so
we need to do like a special or something like that.
Oh, they're all special, mate.
Oh, no, they're all special, but we could do special and talk about our most popular shows and our most popular episodes.
Yeah, you're saying most popular like we've got a huge follower or a huge listenership. Tell you where, though, this year, though, for some reason, our biggest number of downloads seems to come from my home state now, Tasmania. By 10 times what we're getting through the other states in Australia. Tasmania is enormous for us, comparatively, not enormous compared to an actual good podcast, but for us. So thank you to everybody in Tasmania, and in the US we're getting quite a few as well. So it's interesting. We appreciate everybody who listens, of course, and everybody who tells their friends and gets it on with us, I guess is the term we want to use. But yeah, it's interesting that Tasmania has got such a huge download, unless there's a whole heap of, like Spotify bots and things like that just download random stuff. And for some reason, we appear in a couple of different things. So they download us 250 times or something like that.
And they're just on a loop out of Tasmania that they can't get out of.
Well, like Tasmania, I guess. Yeah. So anyway, Christmas.
But I think that's something we can look at and talk about our most popular. We need to get a telephone or something, get a burner phone and get people to call in.
Well, you can do. We could do live if I could figure out how to get it. I know you're not going to. If we could figure out, we could try and do something live on YouTube or something like that, and see how we go, so that we can make money for the ad sponsors in.
We'll get cancelled.
Oh, I don't know. We've got a YouTube channel that a lot of these go onto, and nobody ever looks at it. So I never get any. I don't know whether people look or not. It's just for a bit of fun now, and it's more about us than anything else.
Always is. Oh, it's about us and our generation, I suppose, isn't it? That's the beauty. Oh, and when I say our generation, it's more our people who are similar to us.
It's more.
I think there's lots of different different people.
It's more about us and our decline in health over the last 5 years and our mental stability, I guess. I know, because I'm sure I've inherited not only my old man's gout, but also his dementia, because I find I forget a lot of things and what I'm doing these days, and I take it as a symptom of me being too busy. Although, you know, look at the size of me. I can't be that busy because I don't move too much, and when I do move, I move in three different directions at once. So, anyway, Christmas.
Yeah, but your dad's legacy is your gout.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's God, something to pass
God love
on
him.
To,
God love him. Yeah,
the little one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Should have loved that. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And now, of course, I've got the dogs in the background. Yeah. So for the fourth time, Christmas, let's talk about it. I find Christmas these days, I've never been a fan of Christmas. I don't know what it is. I find Boxing Day, which for us in Australia is the day after Christmas, the 26th. I find Boxing Day to be the greatest day of the year because it's the longest possible time until Christmas comes again. And that may be the Grinch or the curmudgeon in me. I get told I'm a Grinch every Christmas, but I just find it stressful, and it's just not as much fun. And now that Delilah's turned 18, she's off doing her own things and things as well. I really enjoy the time with the families, but they always just sort of seem to get a little bit out of control, and the money that you have to spend, and you know, it's good to have the time off, and it's good to, you know, it's the summertime here in Australia, so it's always warm and it's always usually good fun, but it's just not the same as it used to be. What I really dislike, I really hate Secret Santa. So for those of you who don't know what Secret Santa is, you draw a name out of a hat and you're not allowed to tell anybody who it is. And it's usually done through a work thing or something like that. And so you get the name of somebody, always somebody that you barely know, no interest what their interests are. And I, for the last 10 years or so, I've just said, no, don't do Secret Santa. I'm not interested. I'm not going to do it. So, you know, yet again, yeah, I'm the Grinch. I understand. I don't get into the spirit of it. I don't decorate my desk and I don't do all these sorts of things. But, you know, just buying useless stuff for people that you don't know. When I used to do it, if it was someone I didn't know, I'd always go and buy something like a skull candle or something offensive, not offensive, but something weird that you know they'll never use. This year I tried to post rather than, and of course we were overseas when all the Christmas parties were on, so good on you for being born at the end of November so we could go overseas and I didn't have to celebrate all the Christmas parties. Oh, and just if you're aware, we celebrated Wee's 50th in Hawaii, so in the first few weeks of January we did a couple of podcasts over there whinging about all the things in Hawaii, which, you know, wasn't too much. It was a great holiday. But this year for Christmas parties this year, I actually suggested a bit of a change up to the Secret Santa, where I called it the Known Santa, where you got to go and buy yourself something and then you could unwrap it and pretend to be surprised and how much you love it, but at least you know you were getting something you wanted.
Mate, you really got the hates on about this because you haven't stopped talking straight.
Oh, no, I just had something to say. I could talk under wet mud.
I know. Look, I have to say that I concur. I could be succinct and just say that. However, I will add in the whole, our house does not have a Christmas tree. Doesn't have just a couple of presents sitting up against the wall that we just, that my lovely wife has wrapped beautifully. I'm surprised the dog hasn't ripped them and eaten them, but he hasn't. The other thing too is, yes, we did celebrate my birthday. I came back to work after my 5 weeks holiday, and there's thongs hang. And when I say thongs, I'm talking about flip flops for our northern for our American friends. But in Australia, thongs are flip flops hanging from the ceiling, and because the award has decided, where I work, decided to go into the Christmas decoration competition. So I've walked back into, and today I was getting a bit tetchy, just as I do at work sometimes, and I just wanted to jump up and rip a couple of thongs down and just throw them.
Frisbees, yeah. Throw them like ninja stars.
Yeah. And I thought, this is going to be too easy. I don't know how they're going to be. What I don't like about it is everyone's off school, and you want to go to the shops because I go to the shops when I actually need something, not because I just want to go and have a look. Depends. When we were in Hawaii, we went and just looked. It was great.
Yeah,
But
well, you
again,
looked. I usually bought at everything that we went to. I'm a
I bought
terrible,
it, right?
I'm a terribly
15
great shopper.
t-shirts.
That's right.
I bought 15 t-shirts, one pair
Yeah.
of shorts, and one pair of shoes.
Yeah.
But they were great sales.
I bought extra baggage on the way home for $200. Yeah. Thank you, Australia's national carrier.
Yes, I just didn't want to. I was never going to bring that up again.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
Yeah, I do too. I didn't know where to look or what to do. Or
Expensive pair of flippers.
I didn't know if we were going to get on the plane because you might have gone psycho and that you'd have been the guy that they brought down in cuffs.
I would never have gone psycho in America. Too easy for me to not leave.
Yeah. But yeah, I hate going to the shops. I don't like crowds and people at the best of time, let alone at shopping centre when you've got kids screaming and running around. They've got extra play spots. They've got people wrapping presents in the middle of it, people writing other people's names on baubles to hang on the tree because I just, I think, I don't know, maybe St. Patrick's Day is a better day. I don't know. It's to me, it is because all of my kids are growing up as well. It is different. And maybe one day, if we ever get grandkids, maybe the excitement will be back again. It's just another day. My wife's working. I'm spending the day at home
Well,
on Christmas with my dog and myself.
Yeah, look, we've got a Christmas tree because Tammy does love Christmas and she loves going through all the motions. Delilah and I can sort of take it or leave it, but Delilah gets into it. She loves it really, but she just doesn't want to
Oh,
admit
she
to it.
does. Yeah.
But we've got Christmas tree and we've got the decorations around. And this year, interestingly, when Tammy and Delilah were putting up the tree, and for those who don't know, Tammy's my wife and Delilah's my 18-year-old daughter. Delilah watched on TikTok something about if your cat, because we've got two cats, one's a 9 and one's just turned 2, so he's still a bit of a kitten, and the kitten was taking a lot of interest when they were putting the tree up, and she saw a thing on TikTok that said if you want to make sure your cat doesn't attract your tree, make sure you give it a bit of a scare so the cat's a bit wary of the tree. So she grabbed when he was underneath the tree and he was looking at it, she grabbed it and went rah as she shook it, and he took off and hasn't gone near it again. But then I came in one day and I was sitting watching TV and I looked out the corner of my eye, and you know how I am with ghosts and the paranormal and how much I love it. And I thought I saw out the corner of my eye the tree move, and I looked and no, nothing. And then it moved again, and I looked, and so I got up and had a look, and I thought, I bet Hobbs is under there. Hobbs is the name of my little cat. And I went and looked, and no Hobbs. Had a look under the tree, couldn't see him. But because he's that tabby sort of brown and black and stripy sort of thing, or greyish sort of black, he was on or about the third tier of the branches. And we've got an old plastic tree, which I think we'll replace next year. But he was on about the third tier, and he was blending in. And then you should have seen me trying to get him out, because I went to put one hand in and not pull every decoration off, because he's coming underneath and gone up the center, whereas I'm coming from the outside where all the decorations in. And you know what cats are like when you pick them up, they just turn to liquid and don't move. So I was meant to move him and he's just sort of splayed out and not done anything. So I've ended up pulling a whole heap of stuff off as I've gotten him out, and I put him down, he's run straight back in again. And so
Yeah, what a great game.
that's when I grabbed the tree and went rah, rah at him, and he just sort of looked at me like I was an idiot.
As I am now. But yeah, and most people every other day of the week. Yeah, I know. I'm here all week.
My hermit life is coming along nicely, I'll have you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah,
And
the goal.
your hermit crab.
Yeah, well, if only.
The whole decoration, like my parents always got into it. There's always a tree and decorations, and we had 14-foot ceilings. And I used to go, "How the hell did they get them up there?" Because my mum's when she was around was as about as coordinated as I don't
You
know.
are folks of the Shire.
Yes, we are folks of the Shire, so as about as coordinated as what Michael J. Fox is at the moment. So you know.
Too soon, mate. Too soon.
Why? What happened? He's got
Parkinson's. Yeah, I know. Too soon. Yeah, don't say it. Michael J. Fox is a legend.
He is, but I mean, he's got.
Anyway,
moving on.
Yeah.
We're moving on.
Anyway, but, sorry.
The Sicilian.
Just hang on, mate. Hang on. We'll just pause there for a moment. Sorry about that. We had to just stop for a moment because my dog's decided to greet whoever, another random teenager that's just turned up. He decided to go out and bark at them. So they only ever bark whenever I'm trying to record. So anyway, you were saying they were putting things up at your house.
Yeah. The Sicilian Ninja would always go right up into the corners. I don't know how we ever did it because of the Shire people, he was the smallest of the Shire people. But it'd sit there, and he got to a point where I think it was, I'll just leave him there all year round, and that's really annoying.
Yeah, yeah. I always say that, you know, come Boxing Day, can we take everything down? But, you know, Tammy doesn't care for that. So last year we had all of my family down here, but unfortunately Tammy wasn't here because she had to go to the UK where her father sort of eventually passed away come March. So she left just before Christmas and had put all the Christmas decorations up. And all of my family was down here. So we had about 10 people down here. And the day I think they left on the 28th, the last of them left on the 28th, and it came down that night. But nice. Yeah, Tammy likes it to stay up until into the new year.
Yeah, me and my wife don't even buy each other presents for Christmas Day. We'll go and buy something together afterwards because, yep.
You're tight and buy them in the sales.
No, it might not be until January or February, but we'll buy something. We'll just get something. I think she wants a inflatable spa. Inflatable spa or new husband, either or. Inflatable husband.
Mm.
God, who's that ninja?
Mm.
They've got a ninja in the background.
Have a ninja. They've left the drunken one here passed out. Anyway, about that.
Christmas party. See, now that's another thing that we can actually get into. As in, you have a visitor there who's upstairs probably vomiting in your daughter's in Delilah's bedroom or in your
He's got his own bedroom here. Who knows? Hopefully he'll just pass her. He's got it is. He's got a
He needs to get out.
Get out of it now. He's got a big bucket there next to him. He'll be fine. But yeah, Christmas parties, even so, you know, you think that with the way that things are changing and PC and not going over the top, Christmas parties seem to buck all those trends and everything, all bets are off. And there's always some scandal comes out of the Christmas party at work, the work Christmas party. I work in like three different areas of the hospital, and my main gig is an office job, and it's usually fairly tame, and it's usually a lunch done. But the emergency department ones are always next level, unbelievable.
There's usually either someone gets pregnant or someone falls horrendously onto somebody that they shouldn't.
At that hospital that we first met at 20 years ago, I don't know if you remember the story of one of their Christmas parties. It was a couple of years before we started, but one of them, somebody was found in there, had an OD and passed out in the toilet and ended up back in that exact same emergency department that we worked at. You know, had an OD at a work party. God, what's going on?
And it's,
quality.
Quality. I let the team, they just asked me about Christmas parties, and I said, you guys organize it. You guys do what you want to do. I might turn up. I might not turn up. This year I did go, and because they had it prior to us going overseas and me going on holidays, because they wanted to do a bit of a birthday bash for me, surprise birthday bash for me as well, because I was a big 5-0. And so that was nice.
And because you didn't make last Christmas.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm. Very lucky to. But anyway, enough about that. Mm. I think they're very dangerous. And it seems that they're trying to go away from just having big parties, big piss ups, last year in one of my two departments, they went and did the axe throwing with alcohol.
Throwing so that's alcohol always or a, throwing, yeah.
Yeah, always a great mix. Sharp implements and alcohol.
Whizzing through the air.
Yeah, and they just said, did you want to come? I'm going, I don't know. Mm. I don't think so because, one, I didn't want to go. But two, I'd probably end up using them and I would be on the news being taken away because there would have been a mass axing.
And that's what I kind of feel like Christmas parties. And look, this is me being the Grinch, and I do apologize. I'm usually far more upbeat, as you all know. but Christmas parties to me are a bit like school reunions. You're sort of thrust together with these people out of circumstance, not out of choice. And so when you go to Christmas parties, you end up just talking about work anyway. That's because you've got nothing else in common with these people, and you can only ask how many times, you know, how are your kids or how are your grandkids or how is something else and all the other sorts of things. So, yeah, it's interesting, but I just tend not to do Christmas parties because I don't, you know, what I'm like when I start drinking, it's not pretty, and my limited filter gets even less limited, and I start saying all sorts of mad stuff and just end up regretting the next day what I say.
You get really post-party fear, don't you, about what did I say, who did I think?
Yeah.
Who'd I punch?
First party regret. I don't punch so much anymore, but I just say whatever comes to my mind, and you know, it can be a bit of a dark. It can be a bit of a dark place sometimes.
Does that not happen now? Without alcohol involved?
No. Not to the extent that it could do. No, I have very few inhibitions.
I love that. I love that, Dave. I love that part of that, Dave. That's like a the six drink Dave. I like the six drink Dave. The first couple of Dave is couple of drink Dave. Very good, very
being
sedate.
Sensible.
Sensible, happy. Six drink Dave is six and drink upwards. Dave is awesome.
Yeah, six is and awesome. Upwards is not good. And because you've seen the way that I drink it, I don't like holding on to things. So I usually down them pretty quickly and am ready to go for the next one. So yeah, it's not much fun. So I really try to stay away from Christmas parties and social functions. And apart from anything else, I'm not a very sociable person, and I don't really feel I've got a lot to offer because, I kind of think I'm a bit of a relic of the age, and the things that I find acceptable these days are pretty much not acceptable from what I'm told.
No, what we probably between ourselves, you and myself and our friend group and things like that, is what we think is acceptable and what we talk about. I could only imagine is frowned upon. And to be honest, our personas on here are fairly sedate because in terms of what...
Because we stay G-rated.
Because we stay G-rated, because otherwise it would get very messy very quickly.
Well, like
and,
I said,
we would be cancelled.
Well, like I said, we should do some sort of Patreon-only thing, and we'll call it "This One's Not for You," where we just say what we like and talk like we normally would. I don't know whether it would. I don't know whether it'd get much following, and I don't know whether we'd get arrested for it, because some countries we would anyway.
It'd be just like, you know, how they beep out the swear words. It would just be like Christmas bells ringing.
It'd be
just constantly.
So Christmas parties as well. It's always good to, you know, I'm not a big fan of gossip, but, you know, you can't avoid it sometimes. And there's always some scandal out of it. But you get somebody that walks around and goes, oh, yeah, no, something happened. But it's not up to me to say. It's like, well, you've already told me half the story. Why don't you tell me the rest?
Because they're fishing, mate. They're just fishing to see what you know as well, trying to put the pieces together. So, and there's nothing worse than like having the regret afterwards. And as the day and days go by, people fill in some blank spots and you start to recall the other. And it's never a full picture. It's about 80%, but it's the other 20%. I get worried about.
Yeah. But you got a fair idea because you know yourself better than you know anyone else, and better than anyone knows you. So you're always in with a good chance. And so, yeah, Christmas parties are always one thing, and it's always the people that you don't like that end up getting sat right next to you, and you have to try and make polite conversations because you don't want to be that, as much as a Grinch as I am. I don't want to be making other people feel bad just because I don't like them. So But on that note, have you found that the people who love Christmas the most are the people who are complete arseholes the rest of the year?
Yeah.
They're the people who dress up in the Christmas shirts and they, you know, want to be the ones that put up the Christmas decorations and the rest of the time, you know, and they're all full of the Christmas cheer and they're the ones that call me the Grinch. But I think, man, most of the year you don't even like looking at people. Why are you being so friendly now just because it's a mandated holiday?
At the end of the day, they're the people that, because it's about them, they want to make it about that. They want to be the center of that attention and, you know, what it means to them. And have at it, I say. Good on them. They had the breakfast, a work breakfast yesterday, a Christmas work breakfast, on the way in. I just walked straight past and just kept on going because I'm like, yeah, it's
and it's
too
always
hard.
The big bosses manning it, trying to show that they care.
I'm wondering how much they spit in it. But anyway,
I kind of think that this episode I'm going to call the anti-Christmas episode because I haven't been too really positive about it. I don't really hate Christmas.
Neither have I.
I just don't much care for it.
Where I find it difficult also is that you're right. There are people that are right into it and they have Christmas trees. Look, I have to say, my daughter loves it. She loves putting it up. She's put her. Sends me pictures of it. She's right into it. She loves it.
But she's got little kids as well. How old are they now?
Teenagers. And
Are they? Gosh, they've gotten big.
It's, you know, the whole shared custody type thing. So that's always a difficult thing. Mm. But in saying that, she loves it. And she had the Christmas lunch and already, you know, she's excited about going up to see my wife's father. And he is the original Grinch. I don't care what anyone says.
I reckon he's great.
If you ever think that you can never get insulted enough, there's always a next one coming.
And I always thought I was good for it. And then he stripped me down that one time. We went to visit him. Yeah. Right. Okay.
He's amazing. Amazing. Yeah. So I always love it if the kids have partners that haven't met him because he absolutely loves mobile phones to the point of hates them. He's never, we got him one and he keeps taking the wrong one. When he goes on trips, drives 160 kilometers to see a doctor for 15 minutes and.
What is he now? 88?
90.
So he just turned 90.
Yeah. So
he's a proper old farmer, isn't he?
Yeah. And, you know, he keeps taking the wrong phone. He goes, I had the phone with me, one that didn't have any batteries in it and didn't actually have a SIM card in it. So
why not take it away from him? So he's only got one to pick from.
Yeah, you try and take something away from a 90-year-old.
The other thing is, I remember when I worked in Western Australia sort of over 20 years ago now, I worked in an operating theatre there, and one of the surgeons, there's only probably three people in this world that I could say I actually dislike. Most of the times I'd just rather ignore people and not waste the emotion on them, but this guy I didn't like at all because he was a complete prick. But he used to, when his kids, and his kids were only like 4 and 5 or something like that, and he used to go and buy Christmas presents for the following year on Boxing Day sales. So he would go and find whatever it was in the Boxing Day sales, put them away for 12 months, and then give them to the kids just because they were cheaper.
And not be in the trend for the kids or be outdated.
Quality. Quality. But, you know, thrifty, that's you know. Make some money, but mate, just a horrible individual. But that sort of just summed him up, really.
I was looking for where the Christmas music was coming from at work the yesterday to try and turn it off. And a few of the people in the table overheard me, and they were giggling because they just were the people I was with going, "How miserable are you?" I went, "Well, I'm back off my holidays, and I'm not in the mood for Christmas carols." So I couldn't find where it was coming from, but I think there was someone had a
speaker under your desk,
portable speaker somewhere.
So, I saw this thing on a website today that just was a list of sort of irritating things. And what it was, it looked like a little microchippy type thing with one of those flat button cell batteries in it. And it was only the size of a postage stamp. And it had like a tiny little speaker there. And it was something that was just a random beep generator. So it would just randomly beep at any point in time between 5 and 60 minutes, just like one off beep or one or two beeps, and you never knew how far apart it was going to be, just to be irritating. There was no other purpose to it apart from making random beeps, and they made it small enough that you could hide it anywhere so that the person you were torturing could never find it. I thought that was terrific. Yeah,
can you send me that link?
I will do my very best. Yes. But that's just, yeah, one of those random things. But on the note of Christmas music, I was being my usual Grinch probably 4 years ago now at Christmas time. I was being the usual Grinch, and the girls that I was in the office with dressed up my desk with all this sort of Christmas stuff while I wasn't there. And thanks for that, just because they knew I wasn't into it. Mm-hmm. And one of them one day put on, you know, that Frozen song, Let It Go, I think it's called. And she was saying,
I've never seen it, but I know the song.
But she was saying to me, you've got to just let it go, let it go. Anyway, she put on this playlist of Let It Go and put it on repeat while she was sitting at a desk. But anyway, so she get up and walk out with this playing. And what happens with a computer is a computer, you know, hibernates, but the music's still playing. And I didn't know a password. So and she was gone for about an hour. She went to a meeting or something like that. So I had to sit in the office with Let It Go going over and over and over and over. And I had no way of turning it off. But I tell you, I knew all the words.
Yes, you do.
I knew all the
words. Yes, you did have a way of turning it off. You just didn't want to go to that level.
No, I did. Yeah, no, because she always left all her documents open. So, yeah, no, I could have done that. But no, I didn't. So
just say, I don't know what happened. All the power shut down. I lost it on my computer too.
I just went and did something else. Oh, man, it was torture. And she thought it was hilarious.
No. So tell me, do you buy Tammy and Delilah presents?
Yep. It's expected. I always get that. I don't need anything. I don't want anything, which is true. They don't need anything when they don't want for anything, because we're fortunate enough that we have that sort of lifestyle. But it's still an expectation, no matter what they say, you know.
So what'd you get them? I'm just looking for ideas.
I don't know. I think I bought some T-shirts and stuff for them while we were overseas.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I bought me, but I know other than that.
Is that your new...
My guitar, yeah.
Your guitar.
Yeah. It's a beauty as well. Yeah, so it's nice. I'm terrible at playing it, but that's the way it goes. Not like is it Sean from Texas sent us that photo when we were at the airport of him playing guitar? Yeah, man. He
rocking out.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is the business, mate. So shout out to him.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending that picture. That was awesome.
Yeah, and in return, he just got a photo of us drinking beer at the airport waiting to go overseas. he got the bad end of that one. Sorry, buddy.
I hope he
wasn't shocked at how bald and ugly I am.
And short and bearded I was. But anyway.
Yeah, that's all right.
We appreciate that.
Yes. Yes.
So, Christmas. Non-special? No. Hang on. Let me just say, I've got the finger going and everything.
You have.
The whole, as you know, being on holidays, the midday movies, all the Christmas B-grade midday movies that are on.
Name an A-grade one.
Regardless.
I don't know how many times I've seen that bloody Elf film show up. It was good the first 300 times I saw it.
I'm just looking at it going, was this movie on 3 days ago? Because it looks like the same people playing the same. And a lot of them are 1, 2, and 3. There's like 3 movies. I'm like, someone is really bored and people obviously.
You for watching
really
it.
No, I just walked past it. I ended up watching. I know you're a cricket lover, and I know lots of people. Mm. I ended up turning on and watching the whole test.
Yeah, me too. It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Mm.
And that's how much. And every time I flick through, just because I could, especially when, you know, they're on tea breaks and stuff. Every day, some sort of Christmas movie. It's a form of torture, and the UN should be involved in this.
And then the all the shops. That Mariah Carey, All I Want Is Christmas, when we were in Hawaii, that was on, it seemed to be on.
Yeah.
It was like sequential. Every shop we went to, it seemed to be starting up just as we walked in the shop. I don't know if they had it on repeat. I don't know how the people at Christmas time don't go insane with all the Christmas music that's on.
The people working in the shops?
Mm.
Or just the people anywhere?
No, I'm not worried about people anywhere. I more meant the people in the shops.
Yeah.
You know, from sort of mid-November on.
Yeah, can't do it.
It's getting earlier and earlier. You know what'll come? Sorry, you know it'll come out on Boxing Day.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. The hot cross buns.
We're straight into Easter.
He's just been born, and we're trying to kill him.
I don't know if that's an Australian thing or whether it's overseas, but a hot cross bun is basically a fruit bun with a little
cross,
I don't
on
know,
it.
A little cross. I don't
like
know what
X
it's made
on
of.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But yeah, they go, you know, he's still got the placenta on him, and, you know, they're just lining up his execution. So yeah, the next day, it's just amazing.
Well, that's a way of looking at it, I guess, but it's more about the commercialism and everything going forward from there. But
when do we get to celebrate his teenage years?
Yeah, well, there's something. Yeah, that's. I don't know what happened then, but
What happened in the book?
I think they wrote it out. I think they wrote it out because even back then, no one liked teenagers.
Yeah, I think that's a sealed section.
When he's on his pee plates and doing donuts
in the fast pee plates in the fast lane of the donkey track.
Yeah, So anyway, enough blaspheming. Look, don't get me wrong. Christmas is a nice time of year. I think it's overhyped. I think it's really for younger families and people with grandies and little kids and things like that.
Yeah.
For me, I enjoy the time with my family, but, you know, you sort of rip into the presents in the morning and then you eat too much and then you pass out.
Do you not enjoy your time with your family every other part of the year?
No, not particularly. They get on my nerves.
No, okay. Yeah. Sorry, continue.
you know exactly what I mean. I tell you what, though, the amount of chocolate that you seem to get is up there with Easter these days. I was worried. I ate so much chocolate at the job I was doing today. I was worried I was going to die of a chocolate embolus. I was eating so much, like I had chocolate clots in my lungs.
You should have done your blood glucose before you started.
Somebody said
at the end of the shift.
Well, we did talk about that, and someone actually got the blood glucose machine out, and I went, no, I'm not serious. I'm not doing that. I said, I'll know when I've had enough because I start to get jittery, and then I go blind. And when I go blind, it's time to stop eating chocolate. But at one point, I did feel a bit jittery, and I had to go and have a couple of glasses of water to try and break it up.
Yeah. I was going to say, I may or may not lose sight of my left eye, and the right eye might just turn around in the back of my head, and just off the back of my head.
You've got to eat. You got to eat your way through that diabetic coma because passing out's for the weak.
The diabetes, weak. Those people.
Yeah, that's
so you're
exactly
going
right.
to be admitted with a DKA, mate.
Somebody yesterday bought in some cupcakes, and they made some that were normal, good ones, and then on the top they had one of those little cake stands on the top in it with a different thing on with the gluten free ones. And
Did you just knock them off?
Oh, no, I just ridiculed them for it. I said, you know, someone said, oh, are you gluten intolerant? I said, no, I don't tolerate that kind of weakness, which went down as well as you'd expect amongst a group of middle-aged women. It did not go down well at all.
Did you say I'm not gluten retarded?
No, I said I would actually prefer extra gluten in mine and round it off with a bit of MSG.
Nice.
Yeah, but didn't happen. Nice. But they were good. They were good, but there was no way I was getting into the taste-free ones. And then there's always someone that comes up when, you know, I'm making jokes about it but feels that they need to defend themselves because they are gluten-free. And then there was somebody that couldn't have chocolate because they were lactose intolerant.
I just don't bloat. I bloat too much when I have gluten. Really?
I just said have the gluten and have an extra roll of toilet paper in the freezer and just go for it.
Yeah.
And then they get into, oh, well, it's nothing about that. I get, you know, I, um, It goes the other way, and I, you know, I get a bowel obstruction. I said, no, you don't. I said, just take an extra teaspoon of olive oil, and you'll be fine. That
Yeah, a
did.
bit
That
of
didn't go
pasta
down.
oil.
She didn't see the humor in that either, especially when I asked her if she had told her partner about her weakness when they first got together. She
And how are
didn't.
they going to produce weak
Well, they've
offspring?
got one. They've got one
Weak.
already. And I said, oh, has he inherited your weakness? And she said, because he's only about 8 or 9 months old or something like that.
Of
And
course, he hasn't.
she said, oh, no, but I think he's lactose intolerant. I said, no, you don't. I said, you don't think that. Anyway,
No.
each to their own. Look,
Babies just shit through the eye of a needle anyway.
don't say shit.
Okay.
But yeah, look, whatever. Do your own thing. You be you. Just stay away from me if possible. But these are really good people that I work with, so I let them get away with their beliefs. All right. Well, on that
Okay,
note, anything else?
yes, no, I'll
Any,
no.
if you've got any comments or anything you'd like to say about any of the things we've offended in your belief structures around Christmas or religion or food choices or dairy preferences, let us know. Onceforschoolpodcast@gmail.com. Hope everybody, despite what we've said about it, has a lovely Christmas. You get to enjoy
Yeah,
a bit of time off, and that you get to,
with your families and
with people that mean something
people
to
that you
you.
like.
Yeah, you know, and if not, I hope that we've brought a little bit of levity to your life. Thanks for this year. Thanks for a great 2023. Even though we've only been here for sort of 6 months of it, we really do appreciate it. We really do appreciate everyone listening and everyone that's been along. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for the downloads. We really do appreciate it. And I guess we'll be back in 2024 into year five of Once When I Was Cool podcast.
Looking forward to that, and I'd like to say there'd probably be some surprises, but I wouldn't hold your breath on that.
No, we don't even know what they're going to be yet. So, if you've got
Yeah,
any
so
ideas of things you'd like to hear us opinionate ourselves on, let us know.
we do. Remember, we need to talk.
Yep,
We did get some
Sean.
feedback,
Yeah,
and
Sean sent us one there.
Sean
Yeah,
sent us some
we need to
stuff,
do a
and
little bit of extra research on
yeah, because we don't want to make a total fool of ourselves.
that. When did we ever worry about that? Just got to have a look at us and see whether they're not worried about what people think.
True that. All right, mate.
Yep. All right. Well, happy Christmas, Wee. Happy Christmas to you, dear listener. Stay safe, stay well, and we'll talk to you in 2024. Thanks very much again. You really mean a lot to us, and we will catch up with you soon.